President Biden's in Bethlehem. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. He's there in the West Bank with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after pledging American aid for Palestinian health care.
Palestinians and Israelis deserve equal measure of freedom, security, prosperity, and dignity. And access to health care when you need it is essential to living a life of dignity.
The president at Augusta Victoria Hospital in East Jerusalem says the Israeli government has committed to upgrading wireless networks in the West Bank and Gaza as part of an effort to improve economic conditions there. President Biden flies to Saudi Arabia next. Police are looking into whether Ivana Trump fell down the stairs, maybe after a medical episode at her home in New York City. She was found dead there yesterday, 73 years old. She told Fox in 2017 about meeting her ex-husband Donald Trump at a restaurant.
So I turn around and there is this tall, blonde, blue-eyed guy, and he said, "My name is Donald Trump. And I guess I can see that you are waiting for the table. And a manager of the place is my friend. I'm going to get you a table."
A family statement says she'll be dearly missed. A newly released letter says Secret Service agents deleted text messages from the day before and the day of the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
In a letter reviewed by the AP and sent to the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees, the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General said Secret Service texts were erased as part of a device replacement program. But that happened after the Inspector General had requested records of electronic communications between the agents from January 5th and 6th.
Fox's Jill Nato. The House passes an $839 billion defense spending bill, more than President Biden asked for. The vote was 329 to 101. A Senate version has not come up for a vote yet. The House bill limits the number of planes and ships the military can retire and has a provision requiring service academy cadets to serve before playing pro sports. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A mask mandate for coronavirus protection in Los Angeles County, California, could be reinstated in 2 weeks if current hospital admissions trends keep up. County health officials say infection numbers have hit a point designated as high by Center of Disease Control standards. Reopening this morning, the supermarket in Buffalo, New York, where a man shot and killed 10 people in May. They were all black, a suspected white supremacist. Now faces federal charges for the murders.
At a Thursday ceremony marking the reopening of the Tops grocery in Buffalo, New York State Attorney General Letitia James said,
"This is the day where we declare that hate did not win."
Peyton Gendron, the alleged shooter, was charged Thursday with 27 federal counts, 14 hate crimes, and 13 firearms charges. A guilty verdict at trial could mean life or the death penalty. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland will decide which course to take. But on a visit to speak with victims' families last month, he said he would seek their advice before any decision is made. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The governor of Texas is blaming President Biden's immigration policies for some of America's drug problems.
It's not just families and it's not just criminals coming across the southern border. Mass quantities of fentanyl are also pouring into the U.S.
The fact of the matter is Mexican drug cartels, they smuggle fentanyl into our country any way that they can.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott faulting the White House for the crisis.
Now, it's because of Washington's open border policies that deadly fentanyl is flooding the United States.
A crisis that he says goes far beyond Texas.
It's a problem that affects every state in the United States of America.
Most drugs smuggled into the U.S. are typically discovered at legal ports of entry, but Border Patrol agents in El Paso report a rise in the amount of fentanyl found in the desert. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Popular in Japan, Toyota will start selling its Crown models in the U.S. this fall. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.